It's okay because we can't do video, but the IHSA isn't working either. So nobody's streaming.
Davis able to get the escape, and now 6-4. And nine of six. Coming to the end of the second period. We've got 15 seconds to go in the second period. McKeith goes in for a shot, doesn't get it. Davis tries, he doesn't get it as well. Back up. And at the end of the second period. Second period score, 9-6 in favor of McKeith over Davis. Davis has choice, he chooses down. And we're going in the third period. Davis tries standing up, is brought back down.
Perfect time, Rex.
McKeith's got that hand, that wrist, and he's hanging on to it. So far, not much action is happening in this period. McKeith is riding him tough. Oh, McKeith going with that cradle. Ah, couldn't get it. He's still trying to get that cradle. Trying to get that cradle locked in there. He's trying to get that cradle. Davis able to kick out of it. Yeah, Michi's still trying. That's a minute to go in the third period. Michi's up 9-6. Davis tried to stand up and brought back down by Michi. Five seconds to go in the third period. McKeith hanging on to that leg, driving Davis back down into the mat every time he tries to stand up. And he go out of bounds. 13 seconds to go in the match. 13 seconds to go in the match. 9-6 in favor of McKeith over Davis. And we're going. Davis tried to stand up, wasn't able to get up. He hit up on his feet. McKeith brings him back down. Davis does get the escape. 9-7 score, and that's it. Your 2013 state champion is McKeith from Hanover Central. Two-time state champion over Ben Davis. A 9-7 score. McKeith wins. He is the state champion. That's two for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's now turn our attention to the awards area for presentation of individual 120
pound weight class. We have
pounds.
Hughes, Lowell, Wilson.
Members of the Student Advisory Committee for the IHSAA assisting with the award ceremony tonight include Matt Gordon of Morrisville, Anthony Douglas of South Bend, Washington, Josh Clark of Perry Meridian, and Nathan Chris of South Putnam. Presenting the eighth place winners at 106 pounds, starting with eighth place from Penn High School, Drew Hildebrandt. Seventh place goes to Mishawaka's Jake Sigamix. Finishing sixth this year from Garrett High School, Hayden Lee. Fifth place goes to Danville's Brock Hutkins. Finishing fourth from Yorktown High School, Cale McCormick.
Now they're giving out placing awards for 106-pound weight class.
Franklin Community is DJ Smith. State runner-up this year is East Noble High School's Garrett Pepple.
Wilson undefeated, 37-0 on the season, with a first-place finisher in the semis.
And a perfect freshman season could end no other place than at the top of the award stand at 106 pounds. An undefeated state champion from New Palestine High School, Chad C.J. Redd.
For Warren Central, Houston Roll. 120 pound weight class, and we are on our way.
Wilson down his knees on the attack. Reaching inside for some wrist control. Down on one knee, other foot up in the air.
Tied up in the center of the mat.
Roll on his feet. Now drops down to a knee.
I know this kid.
Now Hughes gets back to his feet for Warren Central Jr.
You can't drop that high.
As they square off against one another, head to head. Elbow and hand control, looking for an opportunity to spin and go around behind. They're both trying to get lower than their opponent.
Wilson's undefeated. Hughes has got one loss.
And the freshman trying to get around behind him. And he does it, they go out of bounds.
And they go out of bounds. Hughes almost had the single leg. But they went out of bounds. We're back in the center of the mat, starting the neutral again. Tying up. Hughes tried to duck under, didn't work. Again, they're tying up.
Not a tight tie.
Wilson tries an arm drag. He's got it in deep, but hasn't gotten the 2 points yet. Still hasn't been doing it. Every second left in the pool.
He has a bigger position. He got 27 seconds
at the end of the period. Coach calling the official to the table for conflict. I don't know if that was a takedown or not. He has to confer with the assistant official. See what the decision is. And it gives it to him. Now the low coach is bringing him to the table. And decision stands. So at the end of the second period, we have a 2-0 score in favor of DeAndre Wilson. Well, Penn, we are going neutral.
All right, they're back on their feet. And the score's 2-0. Wilson, the junior leading the freshman from Lowell, Hughes, 2-0, and they're on their feet, snap down.
Hughes tried a shot, didn't get it. Wilson pushed his head down and did try to spin around and didn't get it, and they go out of bounds. And back to the center, starting neutral again. 1:40 left in the second period.
Lou Hughes trailing by two. Only freshman with one loss on the year, wrestling DeAndre Wilson.
Maybe they're tying up, getting to the edge of the mat. DeAndre takes a shot, didn't get it, and they go off out of bounds. Back to center of the mat, starting neutral again. And we're now going again.
With the consultation with the mat judge.
They're tying up at the edge of mat again. They seem to love the edge of mat wrestling. And they're moving back to the edge of center. Wilson tries pulling the head down of Hughes so he could spin, but doesn't get it. And they go out of bounds. Hughes almost had the takedown, but they went out of bounds. And we're restarting again. 1 minute left in the second period. He's tying up, heading toward the net again. Hughes pulls him down and spins the end. Got the takedown. 4-0 score. They go out of bounds. 40 seconds left in the second period. A 4-0 score in favor of Wilson. Hughes is down.
4-0 the score. So he allowed the momentum of Hughes coming at him. He just used the wrist control, reached underneath the armpit, pulled him by, and cut him up.
Hughes stands up, trying to get the escape. Wilson's trying to pull him down. And they go out of bounds. We got a 1 point escape for Hughes. Score is now 4-1.
1 point escape. Make the score 4-1.
30 seconds to go in the second period.
So the wrestling
neutral, they're tying up in the center of the mat.
Go, period number two. One central. DeAndre Wilson with a 4-1 lead. Wilson snaps.
Wilson tries arm drag again. Didn't
now
work.
On the mat. Both wrestlers with a knee down now. Hughes breaks apart. They come back up neutral to their feet. Under 10 seconds. I don't think there's going to be any scoring here.
Still nothing
two,
going on.
One.
They're still tying up and throwing them out. And it's the end of the second period. Time.
So it's a 4-1 match as we go to the final 2 minutes.
Hughes' choice. Hughes is down. Wilson's letting Hughes up.
Now,
got a 4-2 score now.
Down,
see if that's a wise decision. That's up to Hughes.
Just get back to your feet. I need to be a skateboard. Rest on my feet. So it's a 4-2 match.
Hughes has been successful with two takedowns.
Wilson
has two takedowns, and Hughes has got two escapes. We'll see if that was a good decision.
Freshman trailing by two.
And now they're kind of stalking each other, tied up. Wilson keeps trying that arm drag, and he shoots in for a single, doesn't get it, and go out of bounds. Minute 30 to go in the third period. Hughes tries a shot, doesn't get anywhere with that one. Tying up there, Jay Jamat again.
Has a 2 point lead as they wrestle on their feet. Drew Hughes and Wilson tied up with a takedown as they work the collar tie.
Wilson tries a shot, and they go out of bounds. Back to the center of the mat.
Unquestionably, Drew Hughes has more matches than his.
Ready to go. And we're on our way. Hughes tries a minor shot. Didn't get anywhere with that one.
1 minute.
Tying up. 1 minute to go, left in the mat. 4-2 lead for Wilson over Hughes. And they go out of bounds. 48 seconds left to go in the match. Wilson still leading, 4-2. And they go out of bounds again. Hughes will try to shot, but they went out of bounds. Not who's Wilson. Wilson's got a cut. 28 seconds to go in the third period. Who's Wilson? They got Stalling on Green. Stalling on Wilson. Wilson keeps backing out. Roll coach calls over the official. Not sure why on this one.
Beyond the time. Make it 22 seconds. Now the coach is giving some confidence to DeAndre Wilson when he gets on that. Wilson has been tagged for Stalling. Warned at least. He has a 2-point lead, 4-2. Bounds is
good. And they go out of bounds again. Wilson's a little more aggressive that time. 14 seconds to go in the period.
12 seconds left. Wilson with his 2-point lead. Trying to get out of this thing.
Wilson can give up a Stalling point.
He's in on a web attack. They're on the edge of the mat.
And Wilson gets the takedown.
6-2 to the final.
And Wilson, Andrew Wilson is your 120-pound fake champion. With the win over Wilson from Lowell. Correction, Wilson's your state champion. Andrew Wilson from Penn over Hughes from Lowell. Next up is the 126-pound weight class. We got Walt from Castle and Perrin from Jimtown. This point they're giving out the awards for 113-pound weight class. We'll be starting shortly.
Finishing fourth, 126-pound weight class. Third place goes to South Adams High, Sawyer Miller. Runner up at 113, Penn High School, Zachary Davis. An amazing tournament, that's yet another trip to the top of the awards podium. Your champion at 113 pounds for 2013, Hanover Central, Stefan Micic.
Circling each other. Twin tries to take a shot, gets in, but doesn't get in deep enough. Got a stalemate. Bring back to the center again. Restart him and we're going again. 1:15 left to go in the first period. Wells tries a shot in week one, didn't get well with that one. Kroom goes in. He's in deep. He's in deep. Kroom's in deep. He's got the leg. Welch is hanging on, though. Welch hanging on. Got a little scramble going on here. Welch is out to, coming out the back door. He needs to turn. If he can turn, he'll get 2 points. No points. Look far. They're both on their feet. Welch needs to bring him down. This is a wild scramble here. Coming towards the end of the first period. At the end of the first period, no score. Welch had choice, he took down. And we're now started with the second period. Kroom's got that half in. Got it in deep. And he switches. Illegal hole, full Nelson. 1 point for Welch. Kroom knew it too, he knew it. As soon as he switched hands, then he put that one back in, had a full Nelson. He gave away that 1 point. Hopefully it doesn't come to hurt him again. Kroom's riding in pretty tough here. Kroom is undefeated at this point. Welch has one loss. And they're at the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. Coming back to the center of the mat, 1:19 to go in the second period. Got a 1-0 lead in favor of Welch. And we're starting out. We got caution, false start on Welch. And now we're going. Kroom's got that half in again. He's trying to drive that half in even deeper. All right, let's go to half. Flattens out Welch. Puts the half back in. And they go out of bounds.
Nick Kroom's up on top after making that mistake and putting in a full Nelson, which cost him a penalty point.
And we'll start again. 40 seconds left to go in the second period. Kroom's been riding Welch pretty tough. Except for that full Nelson, it's been pretty tough on Welch. Got that tight waist in, trying to reach for that far arm. Welch won't give it to him. Still has that tight waist on. Welch tries a Granby. Kroom is able to stay with him. Yeah, a scramble there. Couple Grambies and Kroom was able to stay with him. 7.6 seconds left to go in the second period. Oh, a good scramble there. And we're going again. Come up to the end of the second period. Welch tries another Gramby. And at the end of the second period. We got a 1-0 score. At the end of the second period. Kroom has choice, he takes down.
Needs one to tie, he can take the lead.
And the third period's on its way. Kroom gets to his feet. Welch needs to bring him back down. And Kroom gets the escape. Scores outside 1-1. Quinn takes a shot in, doesn't get nothing. Welch has got that one arm. And they go out of bounds. They go back to the center. Starting neutral position. And we're going. Minute and a half to go in the third period. Score still tied. 1-1. They're tied up in the center of the net. Each grabbing a wrist. Trying to gain control of the other. Broom tries to duck under. That doesn't go anywhere. Welch tries to drive into him. Almost had it, but didn't.
1 minute to go in the third period.
Yeah, 1 minute to go in the third period to go out of bounds. Got 59 seconds to go. Score tight 1-1. Broom tries a shot. Didn't get nowhere with that one. Welch got on the hook in there, hanging on there. And spins him around, almost had him there. Quinn's got that leg, he's got it in deep. Got it in deep.
Watch the knee, potential dangers down there.
And they go out of bounds, nice scramble there. Both had a chance with kickdowns and didn't get it. 16 seconds to go in the third period. Tied up here. Walks by the shot, didn't get nowhere. That's the end of the three periods.
Oh,
going in the 7 minutes overtime.
26.
Going tied 1-1. 1 minute, 7 minutes.
Get a takedown, win the state.
What pressure the announcer put on these guys? Boom takes a shot, try to get in there, he didn't get in deep enough. Welch is able to sprawl all of it. Boom tries again, didn't get anything. Boom tried again, didn't get it. They're on the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. We got blood time. Blood time, we have injury time. Injury time, correct.
He made several shots and he forced Luke Welch into defending, but I can't see what he hurt.
Reminding everyone looking ahead that after the final match this evening, the 285-pound match, they'll have individual awards in the final two
matches. Injury time to stop. 32 seconds loose on injury time. Back to the center. 58 seconds. 32 seconds left to go. First overtime. The sudden death. Boom takes a shot. We can get in there. Boom's got an underhook. Nothing there yet. Right on the edge of the mat. Welch tries it. There's a 2 points. Who wins the state? Come on, man.
The overtime takedown is a state championship winner.
Takedown with only a few seconds left in that first overtime. And is now your 126-pound state champion. Next up will be your 132-pound weight class. And this will be awards for the 120-pound weight class that are given out. It'll be LeCount from Perry Meridian and Marcel from Mishawaka.
reaching fourth, Bailey LaHue from Corydon Central. Third place in this year's tournament is Yorktown, Skylar Phillips. Your state runner-up at 120, Lowell High School freshman Drew Hughes. And a perfect junior season ends up with him standing on top of the award stand as your 2013 120-pound state champion, Warren Central's DeAndre Wilson.
All right, we're ready to go over 113 final weight class.
132 pounders on the mat right now from Mr. Walkout, Grant Hartzell. And from Perry Meridian, Cody Haley counts.
And we're on our way for 132 final weight class. The count is in green, ankle band, Marcel is in the red. Marshall winning the takedown. LeCount got the unhook. Tried to get behind him, but didn't succeed. Both back up. LeCount tried a shot. Didn't get in deep enough. And they go out of bounds. And we're going. On his back, the near fall point.
Just pull that up closer to your mouth.
And the count gets a 3-point near fall. So the score at this point is 5-0. In favor of LeCount. He's got the arm. He's trying to get the other arm. And he's trying to bring him back on the mat. He's got that arm bar in, and they go out of bounds. And we're restarted.
Count, Perry Meridian on the
15
five.
Seconds to go in the first
big
period.
The first 5 points, tough to get down five and at this level to come back and win. It's possible, but it's rare.
We're in the first period, 5-0, favor of the count. Marcel had choice, he deferred. LeCount has choice, and he takes down. Ready to start second period. We're on our way now. LeCount got. LeCount got the escape. Now it's 6-0. And they go out of bounds.
And another takedown.
And he gets another takedown. It's now 8-0. He's letting Martoff up, so it's 8-1 score. Now the count gets another takedown. It's now a 10-1 score. Minute ten go in the second period. The count's got that arm. He's trying to put Martell up on his back. Doesn't have it in deep enough yet to get near 4 points. There he goes.
Near 4 points.
This point he's dominating Martsoff. He's getting criteria points. He's got three so far. And he's close to a fall. He's hanging on there. Martsoff is hanging there. He hasn't gotten fouled yet. He ain't able to roll out of it. 3 point near fall. Now 13-1 score. 15 seconds left in the second period.
It still sounds weird. Switch to this. Sounds hollow.
And that's the end of the second period. And the count is down. He's taking down for a third period. And we're now third period's underway. Third, oh, potentially dangerous. Oh, it stopped. Gonna restart again. Martsoff's on top. LeCount's down. Martsoff sits out and gets the escape. Score's now 14-1. 14-1 score. The count goes in for a single leg, trying to get a takedown. And he gets a 2-point takedown. It's a pitch ball. Will it do it? The count is yours. 16-1 on the board. 132-pound weight class for the 16-1 win. Oh, a much taller.
Washington 32-pound state champion. Cody McCown.
Perry Meridian.
Perry Meridian.
Much off of Mishawaka. 16-1 count score. A tech fall.
Go ahead and get stopped.
Let's turn now for awards and presentations at 126 pounds. Finishing fifth at 126, Brandon James from Perry Meridian.
All right, next up will be your next weight class will be your 138-pound weight class.
Fourth place goes to Connorsville's Tom Gettinger.
We have Blanton from Alexandria and Portse from Mishawaka.
Indianapolis Cathedral's Ben Harvey. State runner-up at 126 is Castle High School's Luke Walsh.
And they're announcing
and your unbeaten senior state champion at 126 pounds in 2013 is Jim Towns, Nick Brew. Congratulations, one and all, and thank you, Nick and Luke, for a great 126 pounds.
All right, ready to start the 138-pound weight class. Brandon from Alexandria, Forte from Mishawaka.
138-pounders on the mat right now, 138, a pair of undefeated wrestlers. At 44-0, Mishawaka sophomore Tommy Forte. And at 50-0, Alexandria senior Luke Blanton.
Forte goes in for a single. Got that single.
Is that the win?
Hey, brings him down. He's got the 2 point takedowns. So Forte at this point is leading 2-0. Blanton tried to sit out, didn't roll, didn't succeed. Forte tries to bring him more down by Andrek, and he did get a 2 point near fall, and we got a 1 point escape. So the score at this point is now 4-1. One minute to go in the first period. Score 4-1 in favor of Forte from Mishawaka over Blanton from Alexandria. Had a wild scramble in the first 15, 20 seconds of the period. Now it's kind of slowed up here. Blanton tried his shot, didn't get anywhere. Forte had the underhook, stopped him. Got 25 seconds left in the first period. And they're still working the center mat. They're tying up in the center mat. Forte goes in for the single leg. Doesn't get anything so far, and they go out of bounds. Coming back to center mat with 6.8 seconds left to go in the fifth period. Forte leading 4-1. Blanton tried a quick shot, didn't get anywhere with it. That's the end of the first period. So he's got a choice here. That'll be Forte from Mishawaka. He defers to Blanton from Alexandria. Blanton takes down. Getting ready to start second period, and we are now going. Forte had that half in, and he's got an arm. Blanton stood up, and it was kicked back down. They had that lick kicked out. Forte's got them legs in. He's getting a little high here. And we got a stalemate. Getting ready to restart here. A minute 30 to go in the second period. We're starting again. Forte's still on top. Went to try to grab me, didn't get anywhere with that one. Forte's got the leg in. Got a figure four of the leg. And nothing came about that. They will bring him back down flat on the mat. Come on, 50 seconds left to go in the second period. Blanton tries to grab me, didn't get anywhere with that, but he does have the leg. He does have Forte's leg. He's got that leg. Ah, potentially dangerous. Potentially dangerous. It stopped. Blanton still down. Ready to restart with 36 seconds left to go in the second period. Forte brings him back down. And tried to get him out of the back, and didn't, and they rolled. Got that figure four on the leg in. Yeah. 15 seconds to go in the second period. He did have a figure four leg, he let it go. He's got it back in again. Forte's trying to get to his feet. Well, Blanton's trying to get to his feet. Forte's got that arm. And that's the end of the second period. Forte's choice. Forte chooses neutral. Going neutral. And run away for the third and final period. And this will go overtime. Score 4-1 in favor of Forte. Blanton's reaching for the legs, not getting anywhere with that. Forte tried a minor shot, didn't get anywhere with that. Oh, not Forte, fine. Forte pushed him back, and he got the takedown. And your 4 points. Got two point takedown. 6-1 score, and gets the 4 points of three. Score is now 9-1 in favor of Forte, with a minute 10 to go in third period.
All 132 is your awards are upcoming.
Both of these wrestlers are undefeated.
We have not reported the awards over the end.
full point. He had a money back for near full points. Got two, and then a reversal by Brenton. He got two. And then a one-point escape for Fort Kay. Now we've got a 12-3 score. And a takedown by Brenton. He makes it 12-5. Got stalling on Forte. Got 20 seconds left in the third period. A 12-5 score in favor of Forte. He's got one stalling call. He's got another one called on him. 1 point for Blanton. Now a 12-6 score. Blanton's got the half in. Oh, he took it out. He got stalling again. Another point for Blanton. Now, and he's hit.
Forte from Mishawaka.
Forte from Mishawaka. He's the state champion for 138-pound weight class with a 12-7 win over Blanton of Alexandria.
Let's go to awards at 132 pounds. 132. Finishing 8th to 132 this year from Evansville Memorial High School, Logan Whitting.
Next up is going to be your 145-pound weight class after they give the medals for the 132-pound weight class.
7th place goes to Wilmington South's Devin Brokaw.
We have Aloy from Danville versus Walker from Yorktown.
Finishing 6th is Mitch Snyder from Hamilton Southeastern.
Aloy is undefeated, and Walker has one loss.
5th place goes to Ben Davis High School's Levi Moss.
Aloy from Danville and Walker from Yorktown.
Finishing 4th is Hugo Perez from Frankfurt. Third place this year goes to Franklin Community High School's Skyler Likens. State runner-up at 132 pounds is Mishawaka's Grant Hartzell. And an impressive season is capped by an impressive state championship run, finishing his junior year 40-0 and a state champ at 132, Perry Meridian High School's Cody Blackwell.
Start here the 145-pound weight class.
Pounders on the mat right now from Yorktown High School. Once beaten senior Eli Walker. And from Danville High School, unbeaten senior Neil Malloy.
And we are now going on 145-pound weight class. Eli gets in with a single and gets it, picks him up and brings him down for a takedown. Eli Walker now has a 2-0 lead over Malloy from Danville. Walker's got that arm in on the leg, trying to hold Malloy down. Malloy's trying to break that grip. And he does. He gets a 1 point escape. 2-1 score. Coming up on 1 minute left in the first period. Boy tried to take down a shot, and Walker was just able to dance around it. Aloy able to get in there with a single and got it in there. He's got the takedown. Score is now 3-2. Hey, world. Walker from Yorktown.
Walker got the takedown.
coming up on 20 seconds to go in the first period. Lloyd's riding Walker, trying to grab that far arm.
On the ride now, 12 seconds.
And is not able to get it. He's got a tight waist on, switches to the other side. Coming up to the end of the first period, and that's the end of the first period. The score is 3-2 in favor of Malloy. Getting ready to start the second period, and we're on. Malloy is on the down position, Walker's on top. Malloy sits out,
Walker behind him,
trying to break that grip again.
Malloy up the angle, keeping his elbows in very tight, forcing his opponent to have to come over the top. And when he does, he hooks out.
Tries to shoulder roll, and he does. He's got the escape. He's got a 4-2 lead right now. 4-2 lead over Walker. Tying up in the center of the mat.
Body frame control, collar ties.
And they separate. Get back to the center of the mat again. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the second period. 4-2 lead for Malloy. Action kind of slowed here at this point. 50 seconds to go in the second period. Malloy tries a shot. Walker's got the underhook. Stopped him. And we got a stalemate. Getting back to the center of the mat and restart him. And we're going again. 35 seconds to go in the second period. Malloy tries a shot, didn't get anywhere with that one. Walker tried to spin him and didn't get it to go. 20 seconds to go in the second period. They tie up and send in the man.
Continue to pummel now. Inside control, both wrestlers looking for an opportunity to fire a leg attack. Post your opponent down on the mat.
Still tied up in the center mat. Not much going on. Coming to the end of the second period. And that's the end of the second period. With a 4-2 score so far, Malloy over Walker. Walker has choice, he chooses down. Third period beginning, getting ready to start. Malloy's on top, and third period is on. Walker tried to sit out, didn't get a little bit, and stood up. And he will dance out of there. He's got the escape. Score is now 4-3. Favor of Malloy from Danville over Walker of Yorktown. They tied up in the center of the mat. Still tied up in the center of the mat. Gonna move around the mat, tied up, getting to the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. Official brings back to the center of the mat, minute 12 to go in the match. A 4-3 score so far in favor of Malloy. Malloy gets in on that single. Gets in on the single, he got it up. He sweeps it. No score yet, he didn't get behind him. Walker was able to grab that leg, he was able to stop him. And potential dangers so far, no, he hasn't stopped it yet. Malloy is still fighting it, and they're out of bounds, no points. 37 seconds to go in the third period. Wild scramble there. And we're going again. Malloy almost had that takedown. Walker was able to grab that leg at the last second to stop him.
Under 30 seconds.
tight up in center, and then we separate. 20 seconds to go in the match. Walker needs a takedown. Walker needs a takedown. Coming to the end of the match. So far, Malloy's able to hold him off. George Farrell from Springfield Central against Vinny Casero.
Finishing in sixth place for Indianapolis
Cathedral.
Juan Bartlett.
At this point, they're giving out the awards for.
Fifth place at 138 goes to Culver Academy's Anthony McHugh.
What weight class is that? 138 pound weight class.
Finishing fourth at 138, Yorktown High School's Chandler Carroll. Third place at 138 goes to Indian Creek's Tyler Huff. Runner-up at 138 pounds, Alexandria High School's Luke Blanton. Unbeaten sophomore season is topped off with a trip to the top of the
undefeated
138. Congratulations, state champion for Mishawaka High School,
three losses.
Tommy
Forte. Pound weight class.
And from Greenville Central, unbeaten senior Josh Farrell.
Oh, what a winner. Tied up in the center of the mat and coming up to the edge. Casero's wearing the green ankle band, Farrell's wearing the red. Tied up. Farrell tries for an ankle and didn't get it.
Casero beat Bradley by a point.
All right, tied up again, center of the mat. And they separate. Marcel tried to throw the leg, didn't get it. Nearly tied up in the center of the mat with 50 seconds to go left in the first period. They separate again. Nearly tied up again in the center of the mat. Less than 30 seconds to go in the first period, still no score. Farrell dances out of reach and back in the center of the mat. About 10 seconds to go in the first period, still no score. Looks like we'll finish this period with no score, and we do. Corsaro has choice, he chooses down. He chooses down for the second period. We're getting ready to start here. Assuming their positions, and they're started. And Corsaro gets the escape on the stand-up, and got a 1-0 score.
Corsaro, Minneapolis
had a 1-0 score over Farrell from Greenfield Castle. Correction, Greenfield Central.
The two top teams in this year's tournament.
Farrell tried to reach for a leg, didn't get it. In the edge of mat, and they are out of bounds. Bring back to center mat with 1 minute and 10 seconds to go in the second period. And we're going again. Farrell's dancing around. Corsaro tried a shot, didn't get anything out of it.
Olay.
50 seconds to go in the second period. Farrell tried reaching for the ankle, didn't get anything out of it. Still nothing at this point. They dance around. Farrell reaches in for that single. He's got that single in high. Got it up. He's got it up. Oh. And he didn't get it. Corsaro was able to fight out of it and then go out of bounds. No point scored. 3.9 seconds left to go in the second period, and we're down again. And we're tied up in center of the mat. Coming to the end of the second period. Still 1-0 score. And there you go. That's the end of the second period. 1-0 score in favor of Corsaro of Indianapolis Cathedral over Josh Farrell of Greenfield Central. Farrell has choice, he chooses down, and we're going now in the third period. And he's able to get the escape. We now have a 1-1 score. He got that stand up and escape really quick. And he shoots in for a double. Got the leg up in the air. And he's got the takedown. He's got the takedown. Farrell does have the takedown. He's got a 3-1 score. Corsaro trying to get out of it, but he wasn't able to. 1:27 to go in the third period with a 3-1 lead for Farrell. Corsaro is down now. Getting ready to restart. And we're going again. Corsaro gets a stand-up and an escape. It's 3-2 score now. Farrell's in deep again with a double.
Get the leg! Get the leg!
potentially dangerous. We had
any 145 pound place runner
potentially dangerous, and so it was stopped. And we're going again.
In the final period,
about 1 minute to go in the final period.
152
score.
Match. Your awards are next. 145 place runners.
Here's the edge of mat, and they're out of bounds. Going back to the center of the mat, 51 seconds to go in the third period. 3-2 lead in favor of Farrell. They lock up. Nothing yet. Going up on 30 seconds to go in the match. Corsaro down by a point. He needs to get something going here. He's still locked up. Corsaro's got an underhook. And they go out of bounds. 16 seconds to go in the third period. Farrell's leading 3-2 over Corsaro. We've got stalling on Farrell. Stalling on Farrell. Continually backing up. Corsaro needs a takedown. Corsaro needs a takedown. That's it. Greenfield Central. With a 3-2 win over Vinny Corsaro.
3-2.
And your 152-pound champion, Josh Farrell, who remains undefeated. With a 3-2 win over Corsaro from Indianapolis Cathedral.
Let's go to awards now at 145 pounds, 145.
And give out the awards for 145-pound weight class.
Finishing in 8th place this year from the Palestine High
School, next up is your 160-pound weight class.
Seventh place goes to Lowell High School's Mitchell Roderick.
160-pound weight class would be Austin McCluskey of Western Boone.
Finishing
and Riley McClure of Perry
Eastern
Meridian.
Cody Hanley. Fifth place this year goes to Warren Central High School, Shabaka Johns. Finishing fourth at 145, Evansville Central High School's Brendan Kelly. Third place at 145 pounds goes to Mishawaka's Tristan McCree. State runner-up at 145 this year, a great match by Yorktown's Eli Walker. And returning to the top rung with his second state title, this culminating a undefeated senior season, Danville High School's Neil Arroy. Congratulations, gentlemen. 160 pounders on the mat right now. 160.
All right.
From Mary Meridian High School, Riley McClure. And
Austin
Westwood High School,
Austin.
School of Austin.
And Riley McClure, Mary Meridian. Austin has one loss. McClure has three losses, and we're on our way. And it'll go out of bounds. We started back in the center of the match. And we're going again. Tie up in the center of the match. McCluskey's wearing the red band, got a red uniform, and McClure has got the green band.
Level changing and fainting. McCluskey goes in for a collar tie. Nice duck under.
Bird goes in for the there was a scramble at the edge of the mat.
Online e-store to order your keepsake DVD of this year's Wrestling State Finals. All of tonight's championship matches and each big blast will be captured for you to view for years to come. DVDs from previous years as well as several other sports are also available. To order, please visit IHSAA.org and click on the IHSAA e-store link.
Stop in blood time. We had a wild scramble there at the edge of mat. Kuski almost had the takedown, but they went out of bounds.
Our appreciation goes out to Farmers Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Indiana High School Athletic Association. The IHSAA would like to thank Farmers Insurance Agent Ross McKeeney
for
his support of the IHSAA Wrestling State Finals. Call 800 Farmers or visit farmers.com to find a local agent.
And 10 to go in the first period. The clerk tried a shot, didn't get anywhere, and we got a stoppage again. We got more blood. Stoppage of blood. Got blood time again. This time it's charged to McClurg. Each wrestler is allowed 5 minutes of blood time, 1.5 minutes of injury time, and 2 minutes of recovery time.
Of tonight's Wrestling State Finals, the IHSAA Executive Committee will present the Medal Attitude Award to an outstanding senior participant. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance will award a $1,000 scholarship to their school in his name. Since 1989, Indiana Farm Bureau has awarded over $785,000 in college scholarships to deserving high school students in the state of Indiana.
Okay, we have no score at this point. Getting ready to restart.
The Medal Attitude Award will follow the presentation of individual medals at 285.
1 minute to go in the first period.
Directly preceding the presentation of state runner-up and state championship team trophies.
And they go out of bounds. And we're starting on the center of the mat with 47 seconds to go in the first period. McClure tried a quick shot, didn't get anywhere with it. He had a tie up and now they separate back in the center of the mat. 30 seconds to go in the first period. Both seem to be kind of sizing each other up and tie up again.
Traps on this.
Kirk was reaching for the leg, didn't get anything out of that one either. And the edge of mat. And they're moving a little back into the center. Not a lot. Coming to the end of the first period. And we got half a second left in the first period. And they rolled out of bounds. And it's in the first period. No score so far. McCluskey has choice. And he chooses
scoreless first period. In the mat battle. At 160, McCluskey McClure.
Getting ready to start the second period. And we're now starting.
He's on the ride.
Clerk is riding McCluskey. Got that arm in there, trying to get the leg in.
Yeah.
Trying to get that wrist lock to hold him down.
Stay there, find hand control, come out, stand up or sit out. You're not going to give yourself a standing and get out of position to the wrist lock.
Kuski's trying to stand up. He does get up. And he got the escape. We got a 1-0 score. Murkowski over McClure.
152 pounders, your awards are coming up. 152, please assemble.
Getting ready to start again.
To make your way down to the awards area.
Incidentally, in this weight class, not one wrestler came to the state finals undefeated. Not one. They're potentially dangerous. Restart them. And we're going again. Both kind of circling around the center of the mat. And tie up near the edge of the mat. And they're out of bounds. 46 seconds to go in the mat. In the second period. We're going again. Both are grabbing each other's arm. Trying to gain control. McClure tried a shot. Kuski was able to sprawl out of it. Still tying up at the edge of mat. Kuski gets in on a single leg. Kuski gets in on a single leg. And he wasn't able to hold it. Out of bounds. A little over 4 seconds to go in the second period. Kuski goes in for a quick shot. And that's the end of the second period. Clark has choice. He chooses down. He is down by 1 point as well. To McCluskey. And we're going. Clark gets to his feet. McCluskey's trying to bring him back down. And he lets him go. We got a 1 point escape for McClure. And the score is now tied 1-1. Now they tie up again and they separate. Both are doing head taps. Kuski tried a weak shot. Nothing there.
Locked up, arm to arm.
Clark tried a weak shot, didn't get anything in there as well. We got injury time. Looks like they butted heads. McClure went down. McClure's on his back. Looks like they may have hit heads. Looks like he might have a gash as well. He's pulling out.
I thought it was. Oh, yeah, he's running blood time.
What's this thing going? This is a 1-1 match. The clock shows us it's 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
Clark's still down on his back. He had three or four people around him. Cleaned up blood on his mat. Stopping the blood time. He's sitting up now. Yeah, they're going to tape up the edge. Looks like he may have a cut on his head. Yeah, they're taping it up. He's going to continue.
IHSAA wishes to acknowledge and thank Methodist Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for all IHSAA state championship events. as well as the Indianapolis Colts.
That's a pretty good guess. Sporting Goods, blood all over that man.
Sharp Business Systems, Sport Graphics, Subway, Visual Sports Network, and TIP, the official event merchandise provider of the IHSAA.
With all that, see if I'm in. I wonder if his headgear is going to fit. Good sportsmanship. They shook hands afterwards. Getting ready to start again. Still in the third period. 1-1 score. Third period.
That would be a long way from winning this match right now.
Get in for a shot and try to get behind, but they went out of bounds. Clever was able to fight it off. And we got blood time again. McClure. The gash is at. It looks like it's in the same area and it's still bleeding.
Okay, score still 1-1 and
blood in about six or seven different spots here. They're taking the tape off. They're taking the tape off.
As we mentioned earlier today, the Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association is like
pretty good cash on
the butt
of heads.
Indiana, Illinois All-Star Meet.
Stop the butt time.
It's local this year, going to be able to launch.
Yeah, 1-1 left in the third period.
On Sunday, March 17th at 1 p.m. Lee pairs the best seniors from both Indiana and Illinois, both states providing two teams.
Old fashioned method of how many wrestlers you qualify for the tournament.
Also on the local wrestling calendar, the NWCA is
going to tell what they're doing over there.
Hosted by Wabash College in Crawfordsville, April 12th and 13th of this year. 24 teams from all over the United States participate. The meet is comprised of the top underclassmen, freshmen, sophomore, and juniors. And Indiana will enter two teams made of top underclassmen from this year's state meet. We've had some good ones. That's April 12th and 13th. The NWCA Scholastic Duels at Wabash. Wabash College in Crawfordsville.
Yep, they're retaping a gash, putting tape all the way around his head. Tied up near the edge of the mat. Plus, he's got that single leg. he may have had the takedown, but it wasn't awarded. Nope. Still 1-1 score with 30 seconds to go in the third period. Tied up in the center of the net.
20 seconds left in the match in regulation. Nobody scores here.
Coming to the end of the third period. Still 1-1 score. And that's it. Going into overtime. 1 minute, 7th overtime. First point scores wins.
Overtime wrestling at 160. A takedown will take it all.
Tied up at the edge of mat. They separate, McCord backs up a little. McCluskey comes back in the mat. McCluskey tried to take down a shot and didn't get anywhere. Tried it again, didn't get anywhere. And we're out of bounds. McCluskey had that leg, but he was out of bounds. McCluskey got tried in a shot for the single leg, didn't get it. And then tried again.
Oh! Oh!
And then coming into the sub deck, that's the end of the sub deck. Now we got 2:30-second period. So he has choice in the first one. And it's McClurg. McClurg chooses down. McCluskey's requesting injury time. Looks like they may have bumped heads at the end there. McCluskey may have got a little shaken up. Cheering section going for one of those. Stopping injury time. And ready to go. First 30-second period. The third down. McCluskey's on top. And we started. Clark stands up. And McClurg gets the 1 point escape. McClurg is leading now. 2-1. McCluskey shoots in, doesn't get anywhere. McClurg gets an underhook. Underhook is what stopped him. Finger out of bounds. 1.5 seconds to go left in the first 30-second period. And we're going again. And that's the end of the first 30-second period. McCluskey has twice and he chooses down. Alright, they're getting ready to start. And the second 30-second is on its way. McCluskey gets to his feet quickly. He's got the ankle. Trying to get behind the curb. Curb still has that leg. Potentially dangerous, and it's stopped. With 2 seconds left to go in the second 30-second overtime. We have calling called on the curb. ready to start. And we're started. Next up is your 170-pound weight class, Bobby Stevenson from Maryville.
Finishing
and sixth, Marley
LeFevre
from Franklin Community.
Fifth place goes to Hamilton Southeastern's Jackson Bennett. Finishing fourth at 152, DeKalb High School's Connor Brummett.
Correction, Ryan LeFevre is from Fort Wayne Carroll.
Third place goes to Isaiah Bradley of Muncie Southside.
Stevenson is undefeated, and so is Riley. Riley LeFevre is also undefeated. So it should be a good match. We are now currently giving awards
and
out.
It's the completion of a dream season. His senior year, 48 wins, no losses, and a 152-pound state championship for Greenfield Central's Josh Farrell. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, 170 pounds from Maryville High School, sophomore 39-0 Bobby Stevenson, and from Maryville High School, senior 46-0 Riley LeFevre.
Stevenson gets in for a shot on the single leg. LeFevre hanging onto that leg. And he's not going to pull it back in, and they separate. Still no score. 1 minute and 10 seconds left to go in the first period. LeFevre goes in for a single leg, and they get out of bounds. Getting back to the center of the mat. And we're started again with 1 minute to go in the first period. And they tie up at the center of the mat. Stevenson gets in there on a single leg again. He's at the edge of the mat. He needs to bring him in. And they're out of bounds. Bring him back in. 22 seconds left in the first period. LeFevre shoots in with a double and switches to a single. Stevenson sprawls. And he's hanging on to that ankle. Still nothing. And that's the end of the first period.
Don't
Coach Romeroville wants to speak to the official. He thought maybe he had a takedown on it in the last second. See, he's got choice. LeFevre's got choice. He chooses down. Getting ready to start the second period here. Still no score. And we're starting. LeFevre gets to his feet. Trying to get that escape. And he does. Scores now. 1-0 in favor of LeFevre. He gets in on that single. Gets in on that single. Stevenson's trying to fight it. Stevenson's trying to fight it. He's got that leg up in the air, though. He does sweep it. And he sweeps it. Got the two-point takedown. Score is now 3-0. Score is now 3-0. In favor of LeFevre. Steve's out. Stevenson's down. LeFevre being on top. Got a minute 24 to go in the second period. And we're starting. Oh. Now false start on Stevenson. And reset. LeFevre takes the other side and we're now going. Ah, got a second caution on Stevenson. False start. One more false start and that's a point. Getting ready to start again. Now we're started. Stevenson gets to his feet. LeFevre picks him up, brings him back down. And again, same thing happens. Stevenson gets onto his feet. And they're out of bounds. Stevenson got to his feet, but wasn't able to get the escape. Got a minute left in the second period.
This is the second period.
And we're started again. Stevenson gets it. Stevenson gets to his feet again. Trying to break that wrist lock. LeFevre brings it back down. And Stevenson pops right back up. Stevenson's able to get out and he sprawls, but still hasn't got that escape or reversal yet. LeFevre still has control. Got a reversal. 2-point reversal. Stevenson gets that reversal. He's able to spin behind him. And the score is now 3-2. In favor of LeFevre. Get ready to restart here. And we're going again. Stevenson breaks down LeFevre. Got that arm, trying to get that arm bar in. LeFevre gets to his feet. Stevenson's got that leg though, he's still got control. Just stalling on Stevenson because he's hanging on that leg. Gotta move up. It's the end of the third period. Stevenson has choice, he chooses down. In the third period, it's 3-2 score in favor of LeFevre from Fort Wayne Carroll over Stevenson from Maryville. And third period's now going. Stevenson's up on the feet and he gets the escape. We got now a guy, tie score, 3-3. Tie up in the center of the net. LeFevre gets in on a single, then double, then he switches back to a single. And they're out of bounds. And we're back to the center again. Stevenson's in on that single leg. He's got him up in the air. She can come out the back door and get the 2 point. The Fever's hanging on, though. She's hanging on. You can get the stalemate. Still nothing. We gained full control.
1 minute.
1 minute to go in the period. And they're out of bounds. Nobody was able to gain control. The Fever was hanging on. Stevenson was trying to come out the back door, but wasn't able to get it. Starting neutral position, 48 seconds to go in the third period.
Let's see if Riley's got one real good shot at the end.
Tying up and sending it to the mat. The Fever shoots in on a single leg. Stevenson's got that near ankle. They gave him a 2 point takedown. Stevenson's got a 2 point lead now. 20 seconds to go in the period. Stevenson leads 5-3. And he lets him go. He got a 5-4 lead. Stevenson, the Fever gets in now with a single leg. And they're out of bounds. Out of bounds. 7 seconds left to go. 7 seconds left to go. Stevenson from Maryville has got a 5-4 lead. From Maryville is your 170-pound state champion with a 5-4 win over the Fever from Fort Wayne Carroll. Again, your
Bobby Stevenson of Maryville
is Bobby Stevenson from Maryville.
He wins the state at 170. Let's go to awards at 160 pounds now. 160.
Giving out the awards for 160-pound weight class at this time. Next week,
we're in 8th place, Real Card Central State
Champion, 182-pound weight class. Jake Messingale from Perry Meridian,
Indianapolis Cathedral's Blake Rifle,
who has a 40-2 record against Matt Huford.
Finishing 6th at 160, Franklin Community's Luke Creek.
And he's from Culver Community. He is undefeated. This should be a pretty exciting match.
Fourth place at 160 goes to Highland High School's Mark Maldonado. Finishing third at 160, Redmond Stan from Yorktown. State runner-up at 160 pounds, Western Boone High School's Austin McCloskey. And your 2013 state champion at 160 pounds from Perry Meridian High School, Riley McClure. Four matches remaining. We are up to 182 pounds. A pair of seniors from Perry Meridian High School, Jake Massendale.
All right, ready to start the 182-pound weight class.
At the Cobra Band, we beat senior Matt Harper.
And wild scramble there. Did you Matt need to go out of bounds? Massengale's got the green ankle band, and Hooford has the red. He's got an orange uniform. Massengale's got a blue, light blue and dark blue. Massengale. Hooford takes down Massengale for a 2-0 lead. Hooford's riding Massengale. got that half in. Got him flat, though. He also has that arm bar in. Messingale able to get out of it. But gave up 3 points. Hofer's got, now got a 5-0 lead. Messingale's able to stand up and go out of bounds, gets an escape. Scores now 5-1. 5-1 in favor of Hofer. Hofer does an arm drag. He's got that leg. That sweeps that leg and get the takedown. Got to bring him in the center of the mat, though. Still nothing.
Suck it in! Suck it in! Suck it in!
Messingale's got that in a far ankle. Trying to avoid getting taken down. And they're out of bounds. We got 3.5 seconds to go in the first period. Coming back to the center of the mat. Restart them. And we're going now again.
3 seconds left in the first period.
And that's the end of the first period. A 5-1 lead for Hofer over Messingale. Choice goes to Messingale, and he chooses neutral. Hofer shoots in for a single leg. Messingale sprawls, trying to prevent the takedown. And they're out of bounds. Fisher brings back to his center again, restart him. We're going again. Oh, Messingale shoots in this time, doesn't get it. Hofer shoots in, got the single, got the leg up. He actually picks him all the way up and wasn't able to get it. Actually let go of him and he go out of bounds. Messingale was able to fight it off. Still have a 5-1 lead with a 1:11 to go in the second period. Tie up in the center of the mat. Just a minute ago in the second period. Kind of slow down a little here. Hofer goes in for a shot and they go out of bounds. Next to center of the mat they come for a restart. And we're going again. Both are reaching. Hofer gets in for a double. And he wasn't able to get it. And they go out of bounds. 22 seconds left to go in the second period. And we're going again. Messingale shoots in for a single. Gets behind him. But the arm, he's got the arm locked. And wasn't able to complete it.
So again, the Wizard, the overhead, the wrestler's best friend on the defense.
Hofer tried to shoot in, but didn't get anywhere with that one.
Time out.
And we're at the end of the second period. 5-1 score in favor of Hofer. Hofer from Culver Community. Messingale's from Perry Meridian. And we start third period, and we're on our way. Messingale lets Hofer go, and now a 6-1 lead in favor of Hofer. Hofer gets, shoots in. Messingale sprawls.
Well on his way, with a 6-1 lead,
Abigail's able to flatten out Hereford, and he got the takedown. It's now a 6-3 score. Abigail still got time to make up the points, and he's going to let Hereford up. Now we got a 7-1 score, and they go out of bounds. And we're started again. Hereford's in on a single. Now a 9-3 score with 1 minute to go in the third period. Got a tight waist here to the half, and Echo at half. Guys bring in their far arm. This goes up on his feet. Oh, gonna go out of bounds. 39 seconds to go in the third period. Hereford's controlling this match. He's got a 9-3 lead. 39 seconds to go. 39 seconds. He'll be state champion. And we're going again. Bessigel tries to do the sit up. It didn't work. Hereford's driving him back down. Hereford's got that ankle. Goes for the far arm. Tight waist far arm. Didn't get it.
Not enough time. Not enough strength.
Not enough. Bessigel stands up and they go out of bounds. We got 11.7 seconds to go in the match. Bessigel's down. And we're going again. Hereford lets Messingale up. Got a 9-4. 9-4 lead for Hereford. 5 seconds to go in the match. And that's it. Hereford. South Bend Clay with a 45-7 record against Mitch Sliga from Fishers. Mitch Sliga is undefeated at 48-0. Jalen Allen to make it this far with 7 losses. He's really stepped it up.
Fourth at 1-7 goes to Muncie Southside's Jacob Reed. Finishing third from Fort Wayne Northside, Anthony Lanier. Runner-up at 170 is Carroll High School's Riley LeFever. Finishing his sophomore season with 40 victories, not a single defeat, and a state championship in the 170-pound class, Paramore High School's Bobby Stevenson.
All right, getting ready to start the 195-pound weight class.
Way to go, folks. Here's the 195.
And we're started.
From South Bend Clay, senior Jalen Allen. And from Fishers High School, unbeaten senior Mitch Sliga.
Let's go, Mitch!
Tied up at the edge of the mat. And they go out of bounds. Start him again in the center of the mat. And we're going again. Mitch is in for a single. And he got it. He got the takedown, and he's got him on his back.
And there's the fall. There's the fall. Mitch Singer. With the fall.
That's a no doubt.
31 seconds. He's got the fall and the state championship for 195.
Mitch Singer officials
the state champion. Over Jalen Allen of South Bend Clay.
Officials.
Takes him down right into a cradle and is able to get the fall.
Let's get the 182-pound place winners in place as quickly as we can, please.
Hi, Seth!
182-pounders will be getting their awards now.
Hi, Seth!
Next up is your 220-pound weight class. We only have two weight classes to go. This one here, we have Fletcher Miller from Kokomo. He's on the 50-0. And we have Galen Robinson from Lake Central. He also is 50-0.
As soon as you got him gathered up, put the lights on, undefeated, we're good to go.
He is 48-0. This should be an exciting match.
182.
Defeated here, 50-0 and 48-0.
A pair of unbeaten juniors on the mat right now at 220. From Lake Central High School, Jalen Robinson.
And we're going.
And from Kokomo High School, Fletcher Miller.
Poking the eye here. Galen got poked in the eye. Starting injury time. Alright, stop the injury time. Gonna restart here. Minute 36 to go in the second period. Miller gets in on a single, trying to pull it in. Does not able. Galen was able to get on the hook to stop it.
Fletcher Miller on that high cross.
Fletcher was in deep on that single, but he wasn't able to pull it in and get the takedown. Galen tried a shot, was not able to pull it in.
Double.
That was a minute ago in the first period. Galen does an arm drag and pulls him down and gets a two-point takedown. And Robinson with a two-point lead with 44 seconds to go in the period. Ready to restart. They went out of bounds. And we're going now. Fletcher tried to stand up, but Galen brought him back down. Galen still right in him. Fletcher trying to stand up. Spawny got the leg. He's up on his feet. And he got the escape. Got the escape. We got a 2-1 score. 2-1 in favor of Galen Robinson. And that's the end of the first period. Fletcher has choice. He defers to Galen. Galen chooses down. Getting ready to restart here. And now, second period is on its way. Galen gets to his feet. And he gets the escape. Galen's now got a 3-1 lead. That's a quick escape he had. Tying up in the center of the mat. Galen's trying to get wrist control. Tries to duck under, doesn't work. Galen gets in there with a single leg. Actually picks up Fletcher. And he will bring him back down and get the 2-point takedown. Galen's now got a 5-1 lead. Come up with 1 minute to go in the second period. Galen's got a 5-1 lead. He's got a tight waist. Hanging on to that arm as well. Fletcher keeps trying to stand up. And he's not able to. He's being brought down by Galen. Fletcher gets to his feet. And they go out of bounds. We start 35 seconds to go in the second period.
5 seconds remaining in the second period.
Robinson jumps on the outside. And we're going again. Galen still got control. Less than 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Side hooks the foot, ball and chain ride. 22 seconds remaining.
He's still controlling action. Coming up to the end of the second period. Both of these wrestlers are juniors, so they could very well meet again next year. Fletcher's choice, he chooses down. He's trailing 5-1. Beginning of the third period. And we're going. Fletcher does a grand roll and is able to get the escape. It's now 5-2. He shoots in for a single. He's still got that leg. Ewan gets that crossface in, trying to get that takedown, and he's got the takedown. It's now 7-2 lead for Galen Robinson from Lake Central. Over Fletcher Miller from Kokomo. Galen Galen's got a
shot. Got in on the leg tough.
He's got a wrist lock on. Got a cross face. Farm, we can only get their wrist up. They lost the cross face. Fletcher gets to his feet. And they get out of bounds. No change of control. 55 seconds left in this match. Like I said, both of these wrestlers are juniors and they could very well meet next year. Right back here. And we're going again. Ewan still controlling the action. Ewan pulls up that ankle, drives Fletcher back down flat on the mat. Come up with 30 seconds left to go in the match. Fletcher's trying to get to his feet. And Galen brings him right back down. Galen's got that arm. He's controlling action. But less than 10 seconds to go in the match. With a 7-2 win over Fletcher Miller of Kokomo, Ewan Robinson, state champion for the 220-pound weight class.
Robinson wins it. Let's go 195-pound awards now. 195.
Next up is your 285-pound weight class. It's Dante Winfield from Perry Meridian and Joseph Garland from Rushville.
7th place goes to Ron Colley's Mason Nichol.
Joseph Garland is 39-3. And Dante Winfield is 40-2. Coincidentally, this is another weight class that has no wrestlers who came
fifth
here undefeated.
Fifth place goes to Benton Central's Jacob Ricks. Finishing fourth, South Spencer High School's Caleb Salkiel. Third place goes to Wilmington South's Clayton Fiddler. Runner-up of 195 from South Bend Clay High School, Jalen Allen. And the state champion, 195, was just about as good as anybody could ever be in that weight this year. A spotless record and a dominating performance here at the state. Congratulations to returning champion and champion once again, Fishers High School's Mitch Sliga. Perry Meridian High School, Dante Winfield.
And final weight class here, the state finals this year.
High School, Joseph Garland.
We're ready to start here, the 285-pound weight class, and we are now going. Joseph Garland is using red ankle band. Winfield has a green. Winfield gets in on a single. And they're out of bounds. No points scored. And we'll restart it again. And they're tied up in the center of the mat. Dante tried to reach him for the leg, didn't get nothing. Leg was just a little far out of reach. Dante wrestling at the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds. 46 seconds left in the first period. And we're started again. They tie up again and center the mat. Lynch doing a head tap. Seconds left in the first period, still no score. Dante did have a leg there for a second, but he lost it. And they go out of bounds with 2.3 seconds left in the first period. And that's the end of the first period. Justin Garland gets choice, and he chooses down. And we'll get started. Now, second period, down the way.
As mentioned previously, fans, we will make 220-pound awards presentations.
Justin Garland gets the escape. He's now got a 1-0 lead.
Then the presentation of the Mental Attitude Award in Wrestling, followed by the State Runner-Up and State Champion Team Trophy presentations. All that coming up after this match.
Tie up in the middle of the mat, center of the mat, minute and a half to go in the second period. Dante tried arm drag, that didn't work. Goes in for a single, and they go out of bounds. And we start them. And we're going again. Tie up close to the edge of the mat. Each trying to grab a wrist, control. So far, nothing. The only point scored was an escape by Joseph Garland. Seconds left to go in the second period, and we got stalling called on Joseph Garland, and they go out of bounds. The coach calls the official over to the mat, to the table. Discussion about the stalling call, but it stands. Twenty seconds to go in the second period, so 1-0 score. Dante's got that single leg. And he gets the ball bounced, so he gets a takedown. Dante Winfield, Perry Meridian, is up 2-1 with 7 seconds to go in the second period over Joseph Garland of Rushville. Getting ready to restart here now with Dante on top. And we're going. fall. We got two near fall. Oh, the score is now 4-1. Joseph stood up and was put down right back on, right onto his back. Joseph lets up Dante, 1 point escape. The score is now 5-1, starting in the third period. Joseph needs to pick it up here. He's down 5-1. Tries reaching in for that leg, didn't get anything out of it. Too far out of the reach. Both are trying to get wrist control. Less than a minute and a half to go in this match. Dante Winfield of Perry Meridian's got a 5-1 lead. He's got that leg again. And they fall out of bounds. No points awarded. Still a 5-1 score. Both are still trying to get that wrist control. Coming up with 1 minute left to go in the match. Joseph tries a shot.
It's a reminder of all champions who were asked to
he's able to get in. Dante tried to spin behind him, didn't get it. Less than a minute to go in the match.
Awards this evening for the traditional
Dante Winfield with still a 5-1 lead.
Individual state champions.
Dante tries a shot and they go out of bounds. Correction, Joseph tried a shot and went out of bounds. Got 32.9 seconds left in this match. Dante Winfield of Perry Meridian has a 5-1 lead over Joseph Garland of Rushville. They tie up. 20 seconds to go in the match. Joseph needs something. He needs, if you can do anything, you gotta do it now. Takedown won't do it. He needs more than that. Stalling on Dante. At this point, it doesn't really matter. And that's it. Dante Winfield, Calgary, and he's your state champion for the 285-pound weight class.
Dante Winfield, the state champion,
over Joseph Garland of Rushville.
The final.
That concludes our state tourney.
Nice speaking. Well, thank you. 12 of the 14 champs were undefeated.
Pretty good, huh? I thank everybody for listening in on the state tourney here. We are now finished. Perry Meridian took the state team title with 102 points, followed by Yorktown and Mishawaka.
What do you get for winning? For being
seventh place goes to Lawrence Central High School's Byron Hamilton.
We'll be giving out team awards shortly. That concludes our coverage for today. We'd like to thank everybody for listening and watching in. Again, thank you. My name is Stephen Bramer. For the IHSA State Championship. Thank you, and have a good day. Thank you. Bye.